Until 11, you're listening to Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Now, the NHMRC Centre of Research Excellence in Speech and Language is calling for Victorians aged 7 and above with experience of stuttering to volunteer for the nation's largest ever genetics of stuttering study today. And they are looking for people to sign up because they need 3,000 Australians to participate. With me on the line is Harrison Craig, who won The Voice in 2013. Harrison, thanks for being on the program this morning.
Oh, that's all right. It's a pleasure.
And you were on that program and were very successful going through the blind audition and then ultimately winning. And then since then, you've really gone from strength to strength, releasing ARIA albums, going on tours. And now, of course, you have taken up the role of being an advocate for people with stuttering, because this is a condition, or you've lived with stuttering for almost your entire life, or as long as you can remember. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So when did you first realise that stuttering was going to be an issue for you?
When you start to talk, there's two-thirds of kids that naturally within 2 years they tend to overcome the issue, but there's still that third that do not. And for me, once I'd been through all that training and it had not really improved, I sort of came to the conclusion when I was very young that that this would be here to stay. So then it became a question of how do I control this and what tools can I use? And that was the longest journey to do that, you know. And today we're really trying to, you know, to work out how we can look at why this why we do actually talk the way we talk, and what tools and resources we can use in the research, to stop that in the future.
Have you had any sort of assistance or therapy or any treatments that can help to try and overcome the issue, or is it a matter of practice and exercises?
So it's really about, when you're talking, you want to be able to speak really fluently, and that's the goal here. And there are tools that you can use to do that, but it's quite a conscious sort of effort. So, to do that, it can be quite draining. You really need to be able to rehearse that, to use the tools, to just work hard on making it part of your everyday life. So then you do become more used to using those tools, and it's not that much of an effort.
And you found that when you sing, stuttering doesn't affect that. And I've heard many artists say that they can stutter sometimes, but once they sing, for some reason, it's different.
Yeah, well, there's quite a few neuro pathways in the brain, and when you when you perform, or when you are taking on the role of a character or whatnot that's not your normal talking voice, the brainwave or the path is totally different. So that's why you don't stutter, which is really, really interesting. So we're trying to work out what causes, that in the genes, when and sort of how we can stop that.
Do you find that society is quite accepting of people who live with stuttering, or is there still a way to go with trying to reduce stigma or discrimination around it?
I think there is stigma, around the issue, but it's more from a lack of media, around the issue and what we're not quite aware of. So that's why it's really, really good, to put the call out to everyone, to say, you can actually learn more about this, and and that's really important to the future of the research as well.
Can I ask you, what would be your message to people who don't live with stuttering that would communicate with people who do stutter a bit? What would you say to them in terms of how they can make the process of talking more comfortable for that person?
It's really important, for anyone, to understand the issue. And it's not, you don't need to read, for days about it. You just need to read, a few key tips, I suppose, on how maybe that person is feeling and how they are trying, you know, to talk to you. And then I guess that will make your life a little bit more sort of interesting too, because then you might understand from their perspective how tough it can be to talk, you know, to anyone and everyone, and what you have to do to try and control that. So it's really interesting for anyone that's involved, whether you do talk like me or you don't. So it's all good.
Are there any particular resources that you would recommend that people could go to, or has there been anything in particular that's really helped you?
I mean, just, you know, being able to read up on the current research that the campaign is using to educate everyone, which is actually here online, and that is the Genetics of Stuttering, and you can actually just plug that straight into Google, and then you'll know more about, you know, what it sort of is like to stutter.
So the website, I think I've got it here in front of me, is geneticsofstuttering.org.au, and this is all connected to the study as well, so people should volunteer if they have had a history of stuttering, and if they're age 7 or above, they can sign up for this study. Do you know more about what the study will entail? If someone volunteers for it, what will they go through?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really, really easy. So what you can do is you jump online, and then there's a short survey which you complete, quite plain, very easy, and then you can record a portion of you actually talking as well, so that way we can understand more about the way that you talk. And then every person that completes the survey will also be asked to just submit a small sample of your saliva, and then that way we can actually look at the genes that you have, and we can try and work out what causes you to stutter and why that is the case. So it's really interesting for everyone.
Yeah, no, it should be a very, very insightful study. Thank you very much for being on the program this morning. Well done on your success in the music arena, and well done on all of your work that you're doing to advocate for people with stuttering.
Oh, no, that's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Harrison Craig, their winner of The Voice 2013.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.